Scuba divers will have heard of the term upwelling. It's when cold water rises up from the deep ocean floor, bringing with it rich nutrients that can help corals grow. It's not understood how often that process happens in the coral reef off Australia's northeast coast, but a team of scientists on board the CSIRO's research vessel is trying to answer that and find out if climate change is playing a role. Emily Grammans reports.
On the main deck of the Australian research vessel Investigator, scientists are using underwater equipment to pump seawater from the ocean below. It's collected at multiple points to measure its characteristics at different depths.
When you drop that 400 D-bar.
Copy that.
Dirk Erler from the University of Southern Cross is processing the seawater samples. When he gets them back to the lab, he's hoping to discover how much nitrogen the samples contain.
Nitrogen's important for all biological growth, so organisms need nitrogen to grow. And the deep ocean contains about 70% of all the world's biologically available nitrogen. So it's a huge source of nutrition for the corals that live on the edge of the barrier reef.
The nitrogen is delivered to the corals through a natural process called upwelling, where the nutrient-rich colder water from the deep ocean rises to the surface. The researchers are hoping their analysis will give them vital information about how that process feeds the reef.
We don't really have a handle on the frequency at which nitrogen is delivered to the barrier reef through upwelling.
They also want to find out if upwelling is actually contributing to global warming. Oceans are the largest carbon sink on the planet, and these water samples will be analysed for greenhouse gases stored deep in the coral sea.
When those gases reach the surface, they will enter the atmosphere. A lot of those gases are consumed as the water is upwelled onto the shelf, but sometimes they can actually make it into the atmosphere. So we're collecting water samples, we extract the gas out of it, and we measure how much is in there, and that hasn't really been done along the coral sea before.
To get a more complete picture, they're measuring greenhouse gases in the air as well. That's the task of PhD student Tom Glaze, who set up a special piece of equipment up on deck.
As we move along the coral sea adjacent to the Queensland coast, we also have a Picaro active, which effectively measures atmospheric concentrations of several greenhouse gases, including methane, CO2 and 2O. To determine the background concentrations of these greenhouse gases.
The researchers say climate change, which has brought warmer waters and stronger ocean currents, has likely changed the pattern of upwelling. This study will help them ascertain the extent of that change and what that might mean for the future of the Great Barrier Reef.
Emily Grammans reporting there.